Now, we come to the second chapter, and we found out that in chapter 1, heathen customs were judged. Now, we're going to find out in chapter 2 that heathen philosophy is judged. And we have in this chapter the dream of Nebuchadnezzar about a multimetallic image and the interpretation of Daniel concerning the four kingdoms of the times of the Gentiles. Now we're coming to probably one of the great sections of the Word of God. Now, as far as prophecy is concerned, this multimetallic image together with the four beasts in the seventh chapter and the 70 weeks of Daniel, you have there actually what would be called the backbone of prophecy and the ribs of prophecy, so that you could never have a skeleton of prophecy unless you had these two passages of Scripture from the Old Testament. And everything the Lord Jesus said in the Olivet Discourse was based actually upon the book of Daniel. When they wanted a sign of the end of the age, he says, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, you know you come to that period. And he made it very clear that when Jerusalem would be compassed by armies, that would be a period that would indicate the times of the Gentiles, and it would continue until the times of the Gentiles would be fulfilled. So it makes this chapter now that we're coming to a very important chapter. Now we have here the dream of Nebuchadnezzar and his demands upon the wise men of Babylon. Now that's in the first 9 verses. Then you have the decree of Nebuchadnezzar to destroy the wise men for failure to tell the dream. That's verses 10 through 13. And then you have the desire of Daniel to be granted time to tell the dream, verses 14 and 18. Then you have the dream of Nebuchadnezzar described in detail by Daniel. And that's verses 19 through 35. And then you have the definition of four world empires and their destiny as interpreted by Daniel, verses 36 through 43. And then you have the destruction of Gentile world powers and the full establishment of the kingdom of heaven upon the earth, verses 44, 49. I just talked to a man. He said to me, what is this world coming to? How are things going to be worked out today? There's a crisis everywhere. Well, my friend, the times of the Gentiles are going to run out. The Gentiles haven't done a very good job of running the world. And we see the beginning of it here, and we may see the end of it. That is, I think the church is going to leave before the fullness of the Gentiles comes in. When that does, that's going to bring Christ back to the earth to rule. Now, you see, this prophecy now is basic, actually, to the understanding of prophecy. That's the reason that I keep insisting, friends, to just know a few little verses of Scripture and to be able to interpret those few little verses of Scripture actually can be a dangerous thing. That actually is the way the cults began. I could name them, but I better not. But I'm sure you know that some of them, they only use certain verses of Scripture. In fact, a knowledge of history and of human nature teaches these men that start cults and ism the need for a doctrine which would satisfy the natural mind. And actually, that's what the social gospel is. Liberalism today is something that appeals to the natural mind. A preacher again, young preacher back east, told me about how another minister in a neighboring town is building a great empire. And this man drinks, and he cusses, and he's out with the boys. Probably does everything else the boys do. But he says, how is it that that man's growing? People are joining his church. They come to hear him, and I'm attempting to preach the Word of God. And I had to tell him, I said, you and I have got to recognize we're with the minority today. And if we're going to represent God, we're going to be with the minority. And that man's appealing to the natural mind. When you say that he baptized so many, he just got a whole lot of water on them, got them in under the water. But he didn't get them saved because he's not saved himself. Actually, in the past, when the great Saint Augustine was asked why he had succumbed to the Manichaean heresy of that day, he gave this answer. And St. Augustine was a great man of God, by the way. He says, it was so complete and reasonable. You see, the philosophical approach that so many preachers are using today is probably the most dangerous approach that is imaginable to the Word of God. They never think about going to the Word of God, making it the foundation and the authority. They've got to give you the interpretation of some man of the past. They want to begin with Plato. I went through that, and when I was about ready to start in the ministry, I wanted to go in that direction because it sure appeals to people, and it shows them how smart you are. But thank God I got under the assistance and the influence of a man who was a Bible preacher and teacher, in fact, two men, and that put me on the track of just teaching the Bible. Let the chips fall where they may. Now, I give you that background because it's important today to study the entire Word of God. And this section we're coming to is important.